Shannon Finney, Ann Radick, Elena Lentz-Talley, Robert Farrago. Four Kansas City musicians came to KPR's old building, the old live studio, in 1999 and recorded October from the Garden Suite by Missouri composer David Olin Baird, starting off our morning on the first. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. We have a Mozart symphony next. London Trio, Haydn, a little bit more flute and bassoon music, and then music by Richard Wagner, the Siegfried Idol. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center, serving Jefferson County and beyond, now accepting applications for a certified dietary manager. Details at fwhuston.com/careers. And from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. Information at 1-800-CAN-DO-IT. That's CAN with a K. 1-800-CAN-DO-IT. Here's Mozart's 15th Symphony now on Kansas Public Radio. That's Mozart, one of his symphonies, number 15, with Sir Charles McCarras and the Prague Chamber Orchestra. We'll have a little bit Mozart in the 11 o'clock hour as well. No such thing as too much Mozart, right? And next hour, just before 10:30, listen for one of Beethoven's more famous piano sonatas, the 23rd, called the Appassionata Sonata. Lots of classical treats throughout the day. And we hope you'll be our guest for the afternoon classical music, where we'll start with a tuneful serenade for orchestra by Jean Francais, and then we'll lose ourselves in a beautiful suite for cello by Camille Saint-Saëns. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff Watson. I'm Cordelia Brown. You're with me until 12 noon. It's about 9:26, up to about 60 degrees already for a high today in the 70s. That was one of Franz Josef Haydn's London trios, the third one in G, for two flutes and bassoon here in this version. It was Jean-Pierre Rampal, Wolfgang Schultz, and Gilbert Auden. Next, music by Richard Wagner here on KPR that was a sort of Christmas present. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz musicians and their original compositions, located in 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. It was Christmas morning, and Richard Wagner's second wife, Cosima, was still asleep in bed, and they had just had their son, Siegfried. This was in 1869. So, first performed on Christmas morning, late 1870, Wagner got a small ensemble together in their villa at Triebchen, which is today part of Lucerne, Switzerland, and Cosima awoke to the opening melody. The original title was Triebchen Idyll, with Fides Birdsong and the Orange Sunrise as symphonic birthday greeting, presented to his Cosima by her Richard.
Thank you.
Thankful music from Richard Wagner to his wife and newborn son, Siegfried. The Siegfried Idol, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition from
and everybody,
listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning for the next one before classical music starts at 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. Tonight, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will take the stage in New York for the first and only vice presidential debate of this election season. KPR will bring you live special coverage with context and analysis from NPR political reporters. Hear live coverage of the CBS News vice presidential debate. It's tonight at 8 on KPR 1 stations. Music by Paganini, right after the news and right here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Stephen Fowler, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 257 points. The NASDAQ is down more than 300. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, working to develop and share practices that can improve learning and enrichment for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU. The mellow playing of Mela Tenenbaum, violinist, and Anton Ney at the piano for the Sonata in A, Niccolo Paganini here on KPR. Next, music that doesn't really sound very Japanese, but Gustav Holst at the time didn't know any Japanese music, so the Japanese dancer who wanted the suite had to whistle some tunes for him. That's next on KPR, and a famous Beethoven piano sonata, the Appassionata, the middle movement probably is its most famous with its beautiful melody. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Well, it's October 1st. KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 14th at Liberty Hall, and tickets to the general public are on sale Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing a mix of big band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR listener member now at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's the so-called Japanese Suite, written for a Japanese dancer who was doing a show in London. This is by English composer Gustav Holst, who took a break in 1915 from writing The Planets just to write this. Music for Winds by Gustav Holst from 1915, The Japanese Suite. He wrote that for a Japanese dancer who was doing a show in London. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 10:23. Next, we have the 23rd Piano Sonata by Beethoven, also a Concerto Grosso from the Italian Baroque. And next hour, music by Donizetti, the harp solo from Lucia de Lammermoor. Also, Gabriel Fauré, Mozart, and Brahms. And tonight, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will take the stage in New York for the first and only vice presidential debate of this election season. KPR will bring you live special coverage with context and analysis from NPR political reporters. Hear live coverage of the CBS News vice presidential debate. It's tonight at 8 on KPR 1 stations. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Here's pianist Maurizio Pollini for the Appassionata Sonata, Beethoven's 23rd on KPR. Pianist Maurizio Pollini giving a frenzied and passionate ending and performance of a piece nicknamed The Passionate or the Appassionata Sonata. That was Beethoven's 23rd piano sonata, the Appassionata, here on KPR. Hope you're having a good morning. It's 62 degrees still in Lawrence, on the way up to 72 with plenty of sunshine for a high this afternoon. Stay tuned for Brahms, Mozart, a Gabriel Fauré ballade for piano and orchestra, and a beautiful harp solo from an opera by Donizetti. So glad you're listening to KPR this morning. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. Support for the music today on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen. It's this evening. It's tonight at 7:30. It's about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are still available at lead.ku.edu. And from the University of Kansas, libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson. 100. Here's E. Musici playing Arcangelo Corelli, a Concerto Grosso from Opus 6 on Kansas Public Radio. One of the Opus 6 Concerto Grossos by Arcangelo Corelli, number 5, played by E. Musici on KPR.
Perfect double feature from 1932, Dr. X, plus Frankenstein meets the Wolfman.
There's a curse upon me. I change into a wolf.
Doors open 6:30 Friday, tickets at the door. Get the scary details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning, it's 11 o'clock. We'll have a crazy piece by Brahms right after the news, more Mozart, a ballade for piano and orchestra we haven't heard in a while from Gabriel Fauré, and at about 5 till noon, listen for a harp interlude, Act 1, Lucia di Lammermoor. Lots of great music coming your way on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, an after-school reading program for kindergarten through fifth grade students, welcoming volunteers for special projects, reading to the children, or to share a talent or skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org. Support for news comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Mad About Mozart to open their 38th season. Wednesday evening, October 9th, at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in Kansas City. Tickets at kcchamberorchestra.org.
Live from NPR News, it is devastated by the tragic loss of great employees. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Newport, Tennessee.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs, for chefs, and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. Good morning. It's KPR. Sarah Chang, violinist. That's the crazy piece by Brahms, the Scherzo, or Sonatensatz, in C, with Mozart next, and Gabriel Fauré and Donizetti. The classical music continues on KPR. Updated forecast. Well, today's still supposed to be sunny and lovely with a high of 72. Tonight's low 46. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 78 as it gradually warms up. Well, not so gradually. It's quite a bit hotter for Thursday. Forecast saying sunshine and high of 87. Friday, 80. But the weekend, well, it looks hot as well. Saturday, at least, with a high of 88 expected. And Sunday's high, 81, as we begin October. Here's Mozart. Serenade number one with Sir Neville Marin and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields for some Mozart on KPR. From Mozart, that was the Serenade number one in D with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Orchestra, led by Sir Neville Mariner. There'll be lots of Mozart with the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, led by Bruce Sorrell. You can be a Mozart lover by going to this. It's Mad About Mozart. It'll be Wednesday evening, October 9th at 6 p.m., at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. So it'll be all Mozart, directed by Bruce Sorrell. This concert is opening the season for the KC Chamber Orchestra with a fabulous feast of great Mozart favorites. It's starting the 38th Kansas City Chamber Orchestra season with a countdown to their 40th season with Mozart's 38th symphony, and featuring incredible young pianist Yongri Kai, one of the Park International Center for Music's most exciting and award-winning pianists. Bruce Sorrell will start it off with the Impresario Overture by Mozart, Mozart's 24th piano concerto, one of the few in a minor key, featuring Yongri Kai at the piano, and then finishing with the Prague Symphony No. 38. It's all Mozart, and it's all for you. Wednesday evening, right in the middle of next week, 6 p.m., downtown Kansas City. To get tickets, kcchamberorchestra.org. Well, next is a piece that Gabriel Fauré wrote in 1879 and dedicated to his teacher, Camille Saint-Saëns. Here's Gabriel Fauré's Opus 19, a ballade, or a ballad for piano and orchestra now on KPR. Daniel Varsano, pianist with the Philharmonia Orchestra, for Ballade for Piano and Orchestra by Gabriel Fauré. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. ¶¶ harpist Elizabeth Hainan for the harp interlude from the first act of Lucia di Lammermoor.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Real in, oh, say, an election year? Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next one here on Kansas Public Radio before classical music starts at 9. It's Morning Edition every weekday between 5 and 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 14th at Liberty Hall, and tickets to the general public are on sale starting Saturday. So to have an early shot at tickets, become a KPR listener member now at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, presenting the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. It's KPR.
Long.